Cary Visual Art, in conjunction with the Town of Cary, the United Arts Council, Wells Fargo, and other sponsors, presents the 2013 Outdoor Sculpture Exhibition from August 2013 through June of 2014. This is the sixth annual Outdoor Sculpture Exhibition. There are a dozen sculptures along Academy Street in Cary, stretching from the Town Hall campus near the railroad tracks to the Cary Arts Center on Dry Avenue. You can learn more about the exhibition at the website www.caryvisualart.org, and a descriptive brochure is available in the Cary Arts Center. Cary Visual Art contracted Arts Access of Raleigh to have some of their trained audio describers create brief descriptive audio summaries of each work of art, primarily for people with visual impairments. Interested patrons can dial a special number to access the descriptions one by one, but Arts Access and the Triangle Radio Reading Service are making the complete set of 12 descriptions available all at once here in this podcast. Here then are the descriptions of the 12 sculptures, starting at the Town Hall campus and working up Academy Street, ending at the Cary Arts Center. Audio description is provided by Linda Curtis, Fred Brack, and Elizabeth Kahn.
Sculpture number one, located in the Paige Walker Garden, 119 Ambassador Loop, is titled Aninka. The artist is Paris Alexander of Raleigh, North Carolina. This sculpture consists of five limestone rings resembling frosted donuts, standing on edge on top of each other, decreasing progressively in diameter from bottom to top. The bottom ring measures 1 foot in diameter, while the top one measures 8 inches. Incised swirls on the rings connect each ring, thick swirls on the bottom becoming thinner swirls as the top ring is reached. The rings stand atop a four-part base, from top down a 14-by-8-inch slab of marble, which rests on a 2-foot vertical limestone block, which in turn sits on a wider 6-inch high block. The entire piece rests on a rectangular slab. Including its base, the sculpture stands 7.5 feet tall. Sculpture number two, Bare Bones, is located in the Paige Walker Garden, 119 Ambassador Loop. The artist is Christian Hansen of Cary, North Carolina. Three pristine white slender columns created from painted steel, measuring 6, 7, and 8.5 feet high, invite one to look up, but do not miss the cutouts at the base. Slim ovals have been carved out of the columns, varying in sizes 3 to 8 inches in length and diameter, and these cutouts appear to have fallen softly around the base like flower petals. Hansen writes, "Bare bones is a decomposition of something industrial and very rigid, made softer and more organic." Sculpture number three, located at 316 North Academy Street beside Cary Town Hall, is titled Emperor's New Clothes by Jonathan Hills of Norman, Oklahoma. This piece, Hills states, is a puffy, bulbous cloud made of welded and powder-coated steel. As you approach it, imagine the shape of a popped corn kernel, however hollow and made of a thick silver mesh. It measures about 4 feet tall and 6 feet wide in diameter and sits on a rectangular base, which is not a part of the sculpture. This sculpture invites touching, but be mindful of the rectangular concrete base as you come near it. Sculpture number four, On the Other Side, by Wayne Vaughn of Graham, North Carolina, is located at 316 North Academy Street on the grounds of Cary Town Hall. This sculpture has three intertwined components of steel and aluminum, a large black wheel of fabricated steel, about 8 feet in diameter, stands upright at a tilt. A thin blue wedge of steel measuring 8 feet in length and 2.5 feet wide lies tilted through the center opening of the black wheel. Finally, a long silver spike measuring 11 feet points diagonally to the sky, slices through the blue wedge-shaped piece of steel near its thickest end. On the other side is touchable. Notice the smoothness of the wedge and silver spike contrasted with the tiny bumps on the black wheel.
Sculpture number five, located at the right front corner of the Town Hall campus, is titled Earth, Fire, Wind. The artist is Hannah Joubran from Grimesland, North Carolina. Joubran's works typically address the concepts of time, movement, balance, and space. The 14-foot-high steel sculpture looks at first glance like a flaming head atop bright red flared pants. The red and orange top looks like a fireball with flames streaming to one side, implying a wind coming from the opposite direction. Just below the head are three horizontal flat blue arrowheads separated by a couple of inches. The arrowheads point into the wind. The blue arrowheads sit atop a 10-foot-tall bright red base that splits into two separate parts, flaring outward toward the ground like bell-bottomed pants. The base has a 1-foot-round hole in it just above the point where it splits. Sculpture number 6, located at the Purple Polka Dot at 114 South Academy Street, and titled Natural Embrace, is by artist Paul Hill from Wilmington, North Carolina. Three thin, brown, curvy, three-sided metal columns resemble stems reaching skyward with a pair of bright green translucent glass clamshell-like petals at their peaks. Each green petal has a row of finger-like tentacles on top. The net appearance is that of a Venus flytrap waiting to embrace its next visitor. At 15 feet tall, the petals are too high to be touched. This is Hill's second sculpture in a series of native North Carolina plant life and was judged best in show. Sculpture number 7, located at 204 South Academy Street, is titled Interaction and was created by artist Gary Gresko of Oriental, North Carolina. Imagine a 20-foot-long rusty steel pipe 2 feet in diameter. Now start cutting slices of various thicknesses out of the middle third. Stand the two end pieces upright, one in front of the other, then tilt them slightly outward to form a V. Take all the cut circular pieces and balance them irregularly atop the two stationary pipes, tilting slightly inward, putting one of the top pieces at an odd angle to connect the two stacks. Then weld all the edges together. Now you have the completed structure, Interaction, which looks vaguely like the children's toy called a slinky. You can touch the two base pipes, but they are very rusty. Gresko says, this piece of heavy steel rings seems to be two entities joined as if in a dance or discussion or a struggle. Sculpture number 8, located at the U.S. Postal Service at 205 South Academy Street, is titled Back from Kyoto. The artist, Wayne Trapp from Vilas, North Carolina, says, one of my favorite places in Japan is Kyoto. I've taken the Japanese character for Kyoto and made it into a three-dimensional sculpture. The steel sculpture looks like shiny brown brushstrokes of Japanese calligraphy. There are three vertical components, each about 8 to 10 feet tall, with different diameters. The thickest one is curved inward. The tallest and thinnest one is vertical, but is wider at the bottom. And the remaining one leans slightly outwards. The character's three verticals are connected to each other by four narrower horizontal pieces, one of which is curved. On the ground, in the center, is a 2-foot round ball. You can approach the sculpture to touch the components, but watch out for the lowest crossbar.
Sculpture number 9. On the corner of Academy and Park Streets stands a horse whom artist Jonathan Bowling of Greenville, North Carolina, has titled Colorful. Made of repurposed steel, this 7-foot by 8-foot horse is entirely fashioned of old parts, camshafts from old cars, gears, springs, shovels, small fire extinguishers, horseshoes, but not where you'd expect them to be, bent steel rods, and other discarded and outdated stuff. Some painted, some rusty, some unblemished silvery steel. This sculpture demands to be touched, Find the tail, the 6 wavy steel rods, and work your way around the horse, identifying as many components as you can. Hint, the horse's head is turned backwards. Sculpture number 10, Dancing Birches by artist Mark Krook from Wilmington, North Carolina, is at 219 Academy Street at Lana Addison's Bridal Shop. From a distance, dancing birches looks like 2 birch tree trunks without branches, but these trunks, 11 and 8 feet tall, are four-sided instead of round, although slightly curved to expand into a gentle flare at the top and bottom. They are off-white with irregular patches, blotches, and drips of rusty orange and randomly spaced short horizontal slashes of dark brown. Rusty spikes fill some of the slashes, while other slashes are empty. Dancing Birches is made of steel and oil-based paint. Sculpture number 11 is at 311 Academy Street across from the Carey Library. Artist Rudy Rudisell from Gastonia, North Carolina, has titled it FS.939.07. It is made of galvanized steel and copper, painted blue-gray, and it is 6 feet high by 3 feet. From the front and back, FS.939.07 looks like a tall, skinny, shingled birdhouse with a steeply pitched oxidized copper roof, sitting on an overlapping pair of parentheses, which in turn balance on uneven slanted decking. However, the house that seems to be a birdhouse has a chimney, also with a steeply pitched copper roof with no vent for smoke to escape. Instead of a round hole, it has a tall, deeply recessed window on each side, almost as high as the walls, and the center of the house is solid so that nothing could fly or crawl inside. There are no other openings in the house. From the two sides of the sculpture, the parentheses are revealed to be 2 curved slabs of galvanized steel as wide as the house is deep. Rudisell writes, "My work explores the relationship of physical elements to their symbolic implications." Sculpture number 12. In front of the Carey Art Center on the right stands Cotton Column by artist Jim Gallucci of Greensboro, North Carolina. Made of steel, Cotton Column looks like a 12-foot-high vase with a wide flared top. It consists of 2 elements. An inner core is a fine stainless steel mesh. At night, it is illuminated from within. The mesh core is surrounded by a rusty steel tube that has been cut into a graceful design of cotton leaves and balls. You can touch this sculpture to feel the design, but do so carefully, as there are some sharp edges. The artist states that it recalls the cotton industry of North Carolina.